Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nurses and accountants, real estate agents, and cosmetologists, some jobs that require licenses in Pennsylvania. A new survey aims to make it easier for veterans to get such gigs in the state. KYW's Kim Glovis explains.
There are 130 licensed professions in Pennsylvania and 29 boards and commissions that govern them. Kathy Buchvar, Pennsylvania's Secretary of State, says when veterans leave the military, converting their skills into civilian terms is a challenge.
One of the things that we're looking to do is, in effect, develop a vocabulary, a shared vocabulary, which we're describing as an occupational crosswalk for veterans and active military members to convert the language that's used in military requirements to the civilian professions.
The survey takes about 15 minutes to complete and can be accessed on the Department of State website under Veterans Licensure Survey. Information will be gathered through November 11th, 2020. The survey and crosswalk are part of a $422,000 grant secured through the U.S. Department of Labor. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.